From Sonoma State University, political professor Dave McEwen is on the KSRO live line. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
It's a pleasure to have you back. I'm trying to just narrow this, you know, umbrella of topics down, Dave. It's tough to do. This is supposed to be Made in America Week, according to President Trump. So, and trying to get the health care plan, some kind of health care plan passed. But now the communications director says that Ryan Priebus is, you know, if he's not a leaker, he should come out and say he's not a leaker. He says that Americans used to be hung for the kind of leaks that are going on in D.C. Of course, we have the Jeff Sessions tweets and Trump's criticism of the attorney general. And then, of course, yesterday morning, the series of tweets about the transgender ban in the military. Is the White House having difficulty staying on message?
Yeah, that's a great place to start. Definitely the internal discord, not only amongst White House staff and management, really is a reflection of what's happening at the top. You have a president who's much more concerned about coverage and much less so about substance. Now, that could change beginning next week and later this week as the White House begins to roll out its tax reform package. They want to roll out their tax reform package before Congress leaves for the August recess. That tax reform package actually will be substantial and will change really the focus. We haven't had substantial tax reform since 1986. It's going to take some time, but the White House is trying to get ahead of it. That's a sign that they're trying to turn the corner, but all of this kind of internal palace intrigue, that's going to continue. And as long as the president is tweeting, he's going to direct a lot of that kind of discord and that intrigue that's going on behind the scenes.
Do you have more Trump questions, Pat? Because I want to go to California.
Oh, definitely. I have more Trump questions, for sure. Well, here's a question, Dave. Okay, so this tax rollout plan is obviously, you know, sort of one of the cornerstones of Trump's campaign promises. But is it going to be able to survive the weight of all of this other stuff?
Yeah, that's a very good point. Tax reform generally takes a long time. The idea is to roll out the package and get it out there. The president is particularly interested in a 15% corporate tax rate. That's very low and one that will face an uphill battle, because then you have to make some changes in terms of, if you put a tax cut that low, where are you going to get money back? Are you going to close, for example, mortgage interest tax deduction that most middle-class taxpayers take advantage of? What are you going to do with the top tax rate? There's a proposal that the top tax rate could go to 44% for those earning more than $5 million a year. These types of things, combining kind of a populist component with closing tax loopholes or getting rid of very popular tax breaks, will challenge a White House that has about 35 or 36% popularity with all of the noise going on in the background. And with the lack of really depth of support on Capitol Hill, that challenges the administration more so in the Senate than in the House. But it's still going to make it very difficult for moderates in the GOP under Paul Ryan, those folks that have been pushing harder and harder on many of the key issues. So that's something to watch, because the White House just doesn't have a lot of mojo working in Congress to get things done.
Okay, one more Trump thing, and then it's all you, Larry. Now, a question about this transgender ban and the rollout of that transgender ban. It seems that most often in presidential history, what we have is even if it's a brand new, you sort of earth-shaking concept, that the people involved, in this case it would be the Pentagon and the military, they're prepared for the rollout of a statement like this. But it seems as though yesterday morning, when the president tweeted about the transgender ban, nobody in the military was prepared to answer.
That's right. No one was prepared, because really this was not about a transgender ban as much as it was a trade-off with the Freedom Caucus in the House. The dispute there was that they were threatening to kill an almost $800 billion defense and security spending package. And Mark Meadows of North Carolina, a leader of the Freedom Caucus, makes a comment that this is an important issue for the core conservative caucus. And as a result, the president makes a substantial policy change via Twitter with an announcement that takes the Pentagon by surprise, that takes White House aides by surprise, is really a fundamental shift in change. And as a result, everyone was caught off guard and unaware. But the idea was really to trade off not killing the spending bill, because the White House believes it's going to need many of these health care votes come September. And so they don't want to tick off the Freedom Caucus. And it was much more about that inside baseball game than it was the merits of the transgender ban issue. And it was ham-handed, difficult, and there's been blowback against the White House as a result of developing policy by Twitter.
Okay, Professor Dave, the big story here in California, Governor Brown passes his cap and trade. Now, there is no more liberal state in all of the universe than California. Hillary Clinton took 60% of the vote. Donald Trump's approval rating is at like 0% here in California. But I found it interesting, with cap and trade, which you would think would hit big with the liberals, the governor still needed Republicans. And when the bill passed, he really went out of his way to talk about compromise and the Republicans. I just think this is fascinating in our state that they still need conservatives on board.
Yeah, and Larry, they also got Republican votes, as you mentioned, for that bill. And that gives a bit of a change in terms of what's happening. You know, obviously, Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was governor, had a difficult relationship with many legislators. But the ball has moved on cap and trade in California. The difficulty is in the details here. Cap and trade and the amount of money that is expected to be garnered from cap and trade and how that money is spent, that's where legislators will clash, not only Democrats and Republicans, but many within the Democratic caucus, because Jerry Brown is a thrifty guy. He's not a tax and spend liberal. While this issue may cement part of his legacy in terms of thinking of the environment, it's going to be difficult for him to please many Democrats with all of the money that they anticipate will come in with cap and trade and how that money is going to be spent and what the priorities will be. But nonetheless, you're right. There's been a political earthquake. The ground has shifted. Even a number of Republicans voted for cap and trade, and it's an interesting element. Again, another example of how California is dramatically different from the rest of the nation and how California Republicans are dramatically different from the rest of other Republicans across the country.
Well, Dave, if we had another 10 hours on the air with you, we might be able to cover about 10% of what's going on this morning. Thank you so much for being with us. We always look forward to having you here and look forward to our next visit, too.
Well, thank you for having me, and there's certainly a full employment act going on here. There's a lot happening in politics these
days. Yeah, nobody around here is going to be out of a job anytime soon, that's for sure. That is political rock star Dave McEwen, SSU political professor on KSRO.